Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hello everybody, Deborah Lee here. We decided we would pop in with a unexpected show on this fine Sunday. And we are hoping that we will have additional folks joining us. We are late due to getting things set up and dealing with a couple of technical issues, but everything's good to go now. So with that said, I want to remind you all, I'm using ordinary playing cards to conduct the readings this evening. I am also going to use a full 24 card layout, which will include the past, the present, and the future. Now, you got to bear in mind, though, that first, this is not tarot readings. Okay, a lot of people confuse that. Second of all, not oracle card readings either, and or any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there's many, many wonderful systems. However, this is the only one that I ever completely studied from start to finish. I wanted to also mention that Jimbo is in the house, and he is going to take over for you.
Very strange transition. Welcome, ready. We want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all you folks out there that are going to join us tonight that if you're international, let us know. It doesn't matter if you're a caller on Blog Talk or if you are a face. Let us know. We shall give you your live international shout-out. Anytime when you show up, you will get it. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I checked it out. We're good. We're running late, so I don't know what happens when you run late. Maybe you keep hearing music. I don't know. I don't think it goes to silence. But if you do hear silence, wait a minute or so. If it doesn't straighten out, call back. A lot of times that fixes the problem. Facebookers, we shall come and join you if we get some breaks in the phone calls. We just cannot predict these things and plan and promise and all that stuff. But if the gaps are there, we shall turn to you folks. And then we'll give you instructions at that moment on how to do that. Regardless, when you hear that, that means that the reading you were getting, are getting, currently getting, when you hear that, has come to an end. Please let it end so we can get the other folks on. We always end up not being able to do everybody in a show because there's only so much time. So please respect that harp. Don't try to drag it out for another 5-10 minutes. Let it go. But when we do, before we do depart and go to the next person, I shall give you a single angel card reading. Tonight it is the healing angel card deck. So it is a very nice message. It is not going to be the rebel cards where they drop F-bombs. But even the rebel cards have nice messages.
Yeah,
they just don't deliver it in a sugar sweet way.
Oh, no. There's no tap dancing with that.
And they kind of say, hey, dummies, quit doing this and quit doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's see. What else do I have? I have today is...
Yes.
It is, where was it? Where's the good one there? I saw it. You suck. I hate you. Where are you? It's Lego Day, but they were cool when you were a kid, but I wasn't that obsessed. Of course, I guess they're pretty sophisticated nowadays.
They have
Lego everything.
However, they still have that classic maneuver of making you see stars when you step on them. Yeah.
They're very durable. They don't break, typically.
No, but they sure can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. National Blueberry Pancake Day. Nothing wrong with that. You know what? I can honestly say I've only had regular pancakes, but sometimes I've had different flavored syrups. But I've never had, like, a pancake with all the fruit shit on it. I never desired that. That's just me.
Yeah.
Never tripped my trigger with chocolate and all this crazy crap on the pancakes. Just give me the pancake. Now, when I was very young, I would go Perkins. I would grab the blueberry syrup. That was pretty good. But I wouldn't do it nowadays. I was a young child. I was young and dumb. Do you have anything to throw out there to add?
Yes, I'd like everybody to please remember. One moment.
Well, she coughs. Well, she dies. Well, and just remember now, if she dies, you won't know what she was going to say. And you'll wonder for the rest of your life, you'll wonder, what was she
going to
say?
I was going to say, remember, the cards are capable of showing you the potential for your life. Here's the thing, though. It isn't going to come up and knock on your door, okay? It isn't going to ring the doorbell. So you are going to have to put some effort in. When you receive the prophecy, which is the message of the cards, this is your opportunity to utilize that energetic, positive message by getting out there, making it happen. Okay, if you are going for a job interview and you want to know, geez, do I even have a chance at this? And the cards come up, you know, basically nothing but beautiful roses. Yes, you do. And you can capitalize on that. I mean, there's so many applications concerning this method, but it is very important to remember that potential is essentially everything. Without potential, you're literally knocking on a door that isn't going to answer, not in the way that you're knocking on it. So you gotta keep that in mind as we do these readings. So that's it, Jim. That's all I really had.
That's all she got to say about that. Little Forrest Gump for you there. In case you didn't pick up on it. All right. Well, you know what then? I believe it is time. We have people in our queue. In our queue, we shall attack. Ready?
Ready.
She says she's ready. I believe her. Okay, I believe you. All right, we're going to go to the wonderful world of Skype. We have a Skype caller. We don't know where they're from. Could be anywhere on this planet, literally. So welcome, first caller.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
It's me. Hi, it's Rosemarie. How are you?
Rosemarie. There she is.
Oh, hello there. Boy, you don't sound very good.
She calls on phone. She calls on Skype. She's a mystery.
So what's up, hon? What's happening?
A lot of chaos for my brother's birthday.
Turn up, Deb.
All that happy stuff and did other things with the babies and his ex-wife and left me in the dust. If that easy, get my drift. So I sent you an email earlier today, yesterday. So whatever you get, because right now, like, stressful and annoyed. That makes sense.
Okay, we didn't get the very first card.
Are you talking about a particular person?
Yeah, my brother.
Brother. Okay, my bad. Yeah, we were like babbling or something, so we cut you off a little bit.
Is he trying to push you out?
Yeah, today's my father's birthday. And, I don't know why he didn't put me involved with the kids and all that stuff to celebrate it. But he brings me stuff to celebrate my father's birthday, like a cake or something like that today. So, whatever. And I got a little annoyed with him. I just told him straight up front that it's not right what he did, so... And he picks up and leaves.
All right. All right. So she would like to look into this. I had to ask. I didn't know if it was the brother or not. So it's amazing. I can switch two letters around, and brother becomes a bother, or you get rid of one, right? You drop the R.
Oh.
The brother is a bother because he's got issues.
Oh, excuse me.
Issues is being nice. He's being a jackwad, but, you know. You know what? You don't pick your family. Nobody picks their family. That's just who you're with. You hope they all turn out like Brady Bunch and everybody's happy, but we all know that's pretty much bullshit reality.
I'm going to mildly disagree with you, Jim, and say
what?
I believe we don't pick our relatives, but we certainly can pick our family.
Oh, well, you can get semantical if you want on the word family. I don't give a flying shit. I'm talking about the family in the blood sense, brother, sister. You know, that's your family whether you like it or not. I know what you're saying, but that is your family. Your brother's your brother. If you hate your brother and never talk to him again, it still is your brother. But all right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I would say that she needs to get out there. Did you have that interview, or when was that, Monday?
It's going to be Tuesday. No,
oh,
it's going to be tomorrow night.
Well, I really think, honey, you're going to have to get out there and save your own life. And I mean, there's nobody here that I've seen your card in the present sense that is here to enable you in any way. So you're going to have to just gather up all the courage and gumption you've got and get out there putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, sometimes you're rowing that boat all by yourself, but you have the oars.
Well, you have the higher power with you.
Well, I'm just saying, but physically you're there by yourself, but you're not by yourself, right?
And as soon as you start getting back out into the world, you're going to actually start finding all sorts of people offering support around you. Right now, no, because I think this is a spiritual test for you to see what it will take for you to be able to set yourself free from that brother, that house, you know, the many burdens that it causes you there. So that's my intuitive estimation of your situation. Landing a job is going to be awesome for you. Okay, it's a step. And I really feel if you put your best foot forward, you're going to get that job. Okay? And you don't have to marry it. You can take that job for now, and definitely you can move on.
Hey, it brings... Money is money. You know, you can say what you want about a job, but if it's bringing you money, it's good. It's good. Then, like you said, it doesn't mean it's a forever job. You didn't sign up forever on any job.
It's going to lead to a new love relationship for you that is going to go far for your own future. So I know that you're frustrated. I know that you feel like you're a caged animal these days. But it's going to change. I promise you that it will. And so, oh, geez.
That's me. Got it. I had a Facebook problem. I had to reboot, and that turns the volume on. I apologize.
But through you becoming gainfully employed, I see you making all sorts of wonderful friends. And through them, you're going to actually move on. You know, so feel a failure if you're taking somewhat of a menial job.
That's a job.
Yeah.
You're never failing if you have income. That's never a failure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean like you enlisted for, I'm taking this job for the rest of my life. It's not a lifetime commitment.
I hope Jimbo has a good inspiring card.
Well, we shall see what it is. I let the cards tell me what they are. Subject of this card is fear. Oh, this one's from an archangel. They aren't always in this deck. But this one is. It says, I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear. So you did say, like you said, you're never alone because you got that. You're never alone. You're just physically alone, but not spiritually ever alone.
If you want to think of it this way, God wouldn't take you this far and leave you. Not at all. So,
Satan might, but we're not Satan worshippers here.
You, darling.
Satan,
now
maybe.
It's up to you to believe in yourself.
Was that Dana Carvey?
No.
Dana Carvey. The Satan, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that, what was it? Was that the church lady? You know what? There's a whole bunch of people that weren't even born when that came out. That's how old we are. sad, but true. But anyway, we're glad you called in, and we're glad you were the first caller. And like Deb said, you're not alone. Keep your spirit up. Keep trying. And like you say, every time you get a job, whether it sucks or not, you start meeting people. You start making connections. It's a natural flow of life when you have jobs. And a lot of those people are great people. Some suck balls, but you don't have to associate with them. But some of those people are really cool, and you're like, damn, I'm glad I got... If nothing else, I met this cool person at this job. That's awesome. If nothing else. You got that. Cool. If you get another job, you can still stay in touch with those people if you like them.
Cool. All appreciate it.
If you don't like them, fuck them. You know, but yeah.
What kind of radio show do you think you're on?
I think it is a freedom of speech. I like it. We're not on News for the Soul.
No, but they do have standards here, too.
We are on News for Satan. No, we're not. No. I would never do that show, ever. All right, well, thank you so much.
The other day about Europe. Yeah, I just sent him a letter, so I didn't hear back from him yet. That was funny that you mentioned it the other night.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Is that the brother?
No, the other one, my buddy.
Yeah. Oh, well, the so-called buddy, yeah. Roger that. Not much of a buddy, is it?
No, hopefully he'll answer me eventually.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, then you know where they stand. You know, that's, you'd rather, you know what, if somebody's going to be like a type of bad person, you want them, you like to know it up front, but it's not really up front. But sooner the better so you can move on, at least, if they're not going to be
sure. That
person to be part of your life. Roger that?
Yep.
All right, well, thank you so much. Hey. We hope you are doing better in the future, both physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Take care, hon.
Thank you. She's on Facebook. So we encourage that, folks. If you can do the Blog Talk and the Facebook, it's a great experience. You can see the cards actually go down. But when you're on the radio, it's like, you don't really know. You have to believe the cards are going down. We wouldn't lie to you. We'd have nothing to gain. But you can actually see them. Deb will hold them up, too, to the camera when they're cool. She'll look at this. Yep. She'll tell you what the card means because she has that knowledge. Knowledge. All right, let's do this. Here we go, 618. This is in Illinois, 618. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. And this is...
How are you?
It's Amy.
Of course.
Well.
It's 2 for 2 on the Facebook and Blog Talk combination. We like it. We like it.
So we're doing pretty well.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, and I hope now that you've gotten a bill of health, I hope you're doing well too.
I know. They were really shocked when they told me. They didn't expect it to come up from 25% to 67% in 2 months.
Oh my gosh. Well, hon, you must have amazing angels.
International shout out to Reese. Australia, the other side of the globe. Thank you. You're welcome.
With that new bill of health,
I
told Derek I was completely done.
Okay.
I blocked him and I blocked his mother. And so his mother gets a hold of me on Facebook and tells me, it's my loss because I'm done and all this. And I said, no, it's not. I'm tired of giving everything and getting nothing back.
Imagine a mom saying that about the psyche.
Right?
Yeah. You're the one that gave birth
to us. And I know I
made
the right choice, so I'm not even calling to ask about that.
Yeah, what are the moms? What are the moms? Moms are moms,
Yeah, but you don't get involved in your children's.
Well, some moms.
No, especially when he's 41.
Yeah.
Well, some moms still do that when they're 60 if they're still alive. The mom's 80, so yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. The children
so
have left the net.
I'm not even calling to the end of that because I'm done with that, and I know I'm done with that.
That is good.
I'm glad he was coming up for me in love.
All right.
She's looking for the love reading.
Ooh la la.
That was your bread and butter. That's what made you social. They didn't even have a term for it back then, social media. They didn't even know what the hell that was. All we know was there was this internet thing. How do you connect to the internet? Well, you have AOL. They had all these other chat rooms and stuff. Little did we know that was going to be someday social media.
Yes, exactly.
And you were the love doctor.
Amy, I'm looking for you right now. I'm going to talk at you. So
I am going to talk. My voice is a little coarse. And
football.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It's like anything. Even your voice gets out of practice.
Yeah.
If you don't go to a lot of
sporting events. I feel so relieved, though, walking away from him and his mother. I do. I feel so relieved, so uplifted.
That is good that you
yeah.
feel relieved and not regret, because regret would be like you're still got a problem. So that's a good thing.
Well, this is why I
shed the burden.
I encourage people to see a relationship through to a point of completion, so that you do feel completely ready to walk away.
And I think some people don't know how to define the point of completion.
No, you're right, they don't. What is that feedback we're getting, or?
She's got something going on her end.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Yep. You got. Are you on speakerphone or have you us on your computer sound still on so we can hear ourselves on the computer?
No, I don't. I have you on my phone.
Is it speaker?
No.
Just maybe something in the air.
It must be something in the air.
It's raining and really windy.
Oh.
Oh, well, that could be the deal then. Yeah, that's right. You are in another time zone even. So, yep.
Can you imagine rain this time of year where you live? I mean, that should be
very... It was
very...
freezing last week.
Yeah. Wow.
Last week it was like -5 degrees here for 2 weeks. Thought we were all going to get froze to death. And now it's like spring outside, rainy and warm.
Yep.
Crazy.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
And iFoxy.
Is she? All right. International shout out to iFoxy in Puerto Rico.
Let's see what we've got here. You are definitely, I see it here, you are turning toward a brand new way of life and a new love. Okay. And with your new lease on life, you will need to make sure that the individual you get involved with, that is really weird.
I'm going to do an experiment. Just keep talking, Deb.
Okay. That the individual you get involved with, it does not bring, what is that?
It's on her end. It went away when I muted it. All right.
Okay. Does not bring drama, unhealthy, any addiction, I guess, is unhealthy. You don't want that. You want somebody unencumbered, you know, without some dragging some ex-wife around or a wife. You know what I mean? A man that's ready for you.
You mean a mighty good man?
Yeah.
What a man. What a mighty good man.
You don't want somebody's leftovers. You want your own entree.
I want it to be first choice.
That's right.
Well, you should never, ever, ever, ever be anything but first choice. Nobody should.
No.
Nobody should. Then you're downplaying yourself. You're not giving yourself. You're worth something. You're not giving yourself. And it goes for anybody. You should never be second to this.
Well, and I'll tell you that Derek is going to be a pest. The fact that you can go on with your life the way that he's looking at it is. He's going to be angry, and he's going to want to harass you. And the winning move is not to play.
Don't engage. Yeah. Totally block, ignore everything you can not to have one single conversation.
Yeah, it's good for you to put some timely distance between the two of you. You may see a side of him that you didn't know exists. So
true.
Don't find yourself alone with him.
That is true. I mean, sometimes you don't know. Nope, all these freaks that turn into stalkers and murderers, people don't realize it until all of a sudden they don't get their way.
I don't want to scare you.
No. But
he seems really volatile where you are concerned. Okay.
Better safe than sorry is the big picture.
You've got another
better
man
safe
here
than sorry.
Who's in the process of leaving a long-term relationship, and this woman's going forward. She doesn't care if he gets hit by a bus.
So that's done.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I don't know if I really want to encourage you with that. We'll have to see how it goes when you first meet.
You see things on the horizon for her.
I do.
You just don't know where that will lead you right now.
There's
right?
an opportunity here for you to take a job elsewhere that you're going to make more money.
Money.
Much better for yourself.
Money.
So I just thought I'd throw that in. But I really think the man for you has not come into your life yet. But he's coming. He's coming. You'll see. You won't miss him. It isn't like you have to, you know, chase down Amtrak or anything like that. It's just, he'll be there when the time is right. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people do chasing, they chase the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah,
and
2 years of it.
Because we don't let something come naturally and develop like it should on its own. Because we're humans. We want things now. That's what we do.
Yeah, Rachel in Australia is saying.
What'd she say?
To tell you to take the ladder to get the good fruit.
Oh, that was...
at the top. Yeah.
You'd have to wind that back. Yeah. No, yeah. Sure, yeah, you have self-worth. Don't chase. Don't settle.
I think when you cross the valley of death, you come out of that. Remember, she had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. I thought you were getting over melodramatic. But I was like, no, actually, you're not. No, actually, you're not. You're right. You're right.
You know, you come back with a whole different perspective.
Yeah, you kind of realize how life is precarious and how precious it is and how every moment counts.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to
let him break my heart.
Right.
I'm
and
not
some
gonna
of
these
jackwads that are hanging around, get rid of these jackwads. They're not going to do it. If anything, they're going to stress you out and ruin your health.
Yeah.
Get rid of
exactly.
Them.
He's kind of what caused me to have a heart attack, and I'm not
probably
letting him ruin my second chance of life.
That, I mean, stress, people don't put enough emphasis on how much stress can affect a person's health.
So now you may be unraveling from that stress. It's going to take some time. You may find yourself extra tired, feeling lethargic.
She did say she feels like a burden has been lifted with a decision.
Yes, but it can take a few time to get back your true self.
Do that.
I've been sleeping a lot when I'm not working.
Yeah, and I don't feel that you're suffering depression from what I see here. I feel that you are coming out of all that anxiety.
Well, and, you know, you're still healing. Sleep, the body heals when you sleep.
Yeah,
very restorative. Yeah, it's very good. You know, if you sleep 23 hours a day, that's a problem, obviously. But a lot of good sleep is not a problem. Here we go.
So let's see what Jim's got.
I have, it's another, this twice in a row, and they don't hardly have these guys
okay
in here. Subject of the card is Archangel Michael himself is the subject. And he says, the path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
I like that. That's beautiful.
I do too. And I am one of Archangel Michael, so that's really awesome.
There you go.
Well, I mean, he's the man, and it kind of coincides. It sounds like when you ended that, like he was saying, you and him have removed the obstacle there. That was an obstacle.
Right.
That person was an obstacle to you. Yep.
He was. He was put here to show me my self-worth and make me decide, you know, what I was willing to settle for and what I didn't want.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, that's why she said as soon as she made the decision, she felt better already. And sometimes people never make the decision because they just don't know. They're caught up in the love or what they thought was.
Yeah,
love.
I mean, it hurts still that he did me that way, but it wasn't my fault. He chose to do me that way.
Nope. Exactly. It was not your fault. And, you know, if you can say, I honestly did everything I could, then you can at least feel that.
Exactly.
People that sometimes don't do that, then they wonder and they wonder. You never have to wonder.
He was a lesson.
Mom, what the hell's mom? True mom. What? Who's she's doing?
Oh, you know? I know.
Yeah, what a dumb bitch.
Okay.
She is.
He's like,
come
you can still come over and visit me. I'm like, no, because that puts me right in his path. I think not.
Right. Yeah. The hell's she thinking? She's stupid.
Right. I know. They really are.
Well, I guess they have the same DNA, you know, I guess.
That is true.
Oh, right, thank you so much, Amy. She stayed with us.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah,
you,
big
Amy.
Time. Yeah, with two in a row that were on Facebook and Blog Talk.
Yeah, you're feisty tonight from the football game. Dial it down a little
bit. What if I don't want to?
Well.
What are you going to do? You going to write your congressman?
I don't want to get kicked off the network.
It's Blog Talk. Well, as long as we don't sacrifice puppies and kittens, we're going to be fine.
I might sacrifice you.
Well, then now you'll get kicked off Blog Talk then if you do that. See, now that is a line that you would have crossed. That is an example. I'm trying to see if I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody that's international. If you're international, let us know. If you're new, we don't know.
It's a slow night. Sundays go one way or the other.
Well, phones aren't slow. The Facebookers are rolling in because we started very late. All right. Next caller. We have more callers, but we're going to take the next one in line, and the next one is Olisa.
Olisa. Oh, my God. I love it.
It was a long time.
Good to have you with us.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Well, we're doing well.
Marvelous, marvelous.
Well, yeah. You're marvelous.
Marvelous. Who's that, Billy Crystal? Marvelous.
Yes, we
marvelous.
Had a birthday cookout
we did
today.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Your birthday is when?
Well, it was.
It's a belated. It was like a couple weeks because of weather and
yeah.
People working.
Oh, my goodness.
We had the official barbecue dinner, lobster tail, rib roast stuff, shrimp.
Hi,
we had shrimp. What is it? It's like in the Outback commercial. It's shrimps on the bobby.
Yeah.
We did. We had shrimps on the bobby.
Oh, my Lord.
By women that make sure there's always enough in case somebody drops by, you know.
Aww.
Or you need, yeah. So yeah, I cook enough for a battleship. Well,
holy
and I only made the side dishes really.
I love it. Love it so much.
Well, what's cooking
happy
with
you?
Yeah,
I'm making some. I'm making a dish as we speak right now, and he's going to come over with the neighbor. But you know what, Deb? This is the thing. You said for me not to read into too much last night, and I tried to stay grounded. And then this morning I thought, fuck him. I'm just going to stay in my own little cozy nest. I'm not going to run around trying to, you know, hook up with him. And then he was on the bandwagon with me this morning. He was chasing me around in the way of, I even asked him, I said, were you playing the flute at my door? He was blasting music. He doesn't usually do that. He was trying to get my attention. And then he was texting me. He said, hey, come on, let's go. Are we going to go? We're going to go walking. Tomorrow's supposed to go out of town. So then anyway, I said, oh, okay. I said, I started watching a movie, I told him. And I said, when I finish this movie, I'll be ready such and such time. So then he calls me, and he tells me, as I'm getting ready to head out with him, he says, why don't we change it, because it'll be dark down there, and then you'll be racing. I said, no, we can still walk. It's okay. And he says, but we'll have dinner at 5, and then we'll walk in another vicinity. And I said, well, okay, a vicinity he doesn't care for, but I kind of like. So anyway, then I tried calling him so I could move the time up because I saw you guys were coming on later and I wanted to talk to you. And then he wasn't answering his phone. And I saw him out in front of my house. And I knew he wasn't home. And then he was out walking in front of my place. I could see him on the phone. So I thought, well, okay, he's not answering the phone. And I saw him talking. And then I waited 30 minutes to call him again to ask him, let's move the dinner up later. And then he tells me who he's talking to, and he said, fine, on dinner. He was hesitant, you know, like what? And I said, yeah, let's move the dinner up. And then he just now called me. He says, I said, no, I need more time. And so then he's talking to this woman that whenever I'm around him, he says, oh, I got to go in front of me. He'll say that. I got to take this call. He stands there in front of me taking the call. She's the mother of the owner of this place. Now, I know she crushes on him. Excuse me. She's somewhere. I don't know. She travels and whatnot. What's going on with those dudes? Are they, you know?
Why
sorry?
Is he so secretive? Yeah.
Oh, well, no, he did tell me. He did tell me who he was talking to. He didn't have to tell me. But, okay, this is the deal. We do not. We're suffering in this place. We pay our rent on time. I only took it so I could finish up business deals out here and for convenience, but it's not insulated. So he keeps telling me follow my plan, follow my plan. We're going to get this done. We're going to get the place insulated. They might raise the rent a little. She's the mother of the owner, and she used to live next door here in my place. But then she moved, so she's doing her own thing. Now I'm here, and I know she doesn't really care for me. I think it's competition or whatever. So are they making plans to go on a trip or, you know, I mean, he and I are going out of town tomorrow. I feel like he was juggling me, you know, like something came up and then he's moving the time. I'm going to check this out with him too. We'll probably have a blow up. And I'm going to ask him, were you juggling me around the schedule? You got like a better offer somewhere or something? Because he was out walking with his phone. He never does that. And, you know, whatever.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Welcome, Suzanne. All right, Deb.
Well, Lisa, yeah.
You got the card down.
Elements of this relationship he's got going with that woman away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because you're going, he's expecting that you are going to flip out.
Why would she flip out?
This is the thing. Do not like the card, the Two of Diamonds. It's extremely sneaky. It's like I told you. Somebody
sneaky
got
snake.
Their hands
like that song, Sneaky Snake.
And you say, well, what do you got in your hands? They say, I got nothing.
Nothing. Like a little toddler. Nothing.
But you know they do. And.
Well.
Boy, this is tough. I really can't get at it in one layout. And if we had more time, I would lay him out again. But the cards are simply saying he's not telling you the whole gist of it.
But you don't know what the gist is.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It couldn't. It might not be like, holy crap,
yeah,
the world's coming to an end, right?
I don't think it's that. It's just that what my the implications I'm getting from this intuitively is that, Lisa, he considers you to be emotionally volatile, all right, about things he tells you or things you see or, you know.
He's Colonel Jessup in A Few Good Men. She can handle the truth,
pretty
right?
Much,
that's
yeah.
what he thinks. That's what he thinks. Right?
And that's not very good because.
No, right. But he believes, well, I can't tell everything because she'll snap at some of the things.
So it's kind of showing him that he's chicken-hearted.
Or, yeah, well, I'm not going to go there. Maybe he's not chicken-hearted. Maybe he's just sick of bitches freaking out. I don't know.
But they do seem to share a very nice friendship. Is he betting her?
Yeah.
So he's not betting
her. Well, she's the mother of the freaking owner.
Yeah, well, you just never know.
He's probably not banging elderly.
What?
He knows how to smooth. And I know she travels around the country for her job. Well, this is the thing with this. I was feeling smooshed by him. You know, I was feeling like I was letting my guard down these past 2 days or three or whatever, have been really magnificent with him. He's been crushing on me. I can feel it. And then, you know, he's been asking me, you know, can I want to go have dinner with your friend. You know, I want us to have dinner. It will be fun. You know, he gets locked up in his place, and I somehow, some way, I get disconnected. So lately I've been thinking, well, maybe I should. And I've told him, I don't like how you behave with my girlfriends. I'm not inviting you anywhere. And I said, you do your own thing. I'm going to do my own thing. And when I go out, I let off steam. I just got told earlier today how much fun I am. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and I said, you know, because of what's been going on with him and I have been ignoring a lot of girlfriends. They've been calling me, and I've been ignoring it. I've been swept away by how he's been treating me. And so today I got a huge dinner date in a couple of weeks with a very important woman. She's a friend of mine. And I was going to include him on the dinner date. But now after this thing happened today, I thought, no, I'll take one of my girlfriends. I'm not going to invite him. And I just don't, I don't know if I, you know, I was like selling my soul in the way of not keeping up my friendship circle. And that's critical to me because it lets off steam. And then I don't bank on one individual, meaning him. Like
okay.
I was starting to think, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
What I've got
I agree.
I think he's helping her with something. and he figures you're going to just blow up because he has gotten the indication you don't like this woman either. You and her seem to have no love lost between you. But I want to share a thought with you. Thinking in terms of life coaching.
Mm.
All right, which I try to bring into the readings as much as I can. Let me ask you, if you look down the road, do you feel you're going to, oh, how can I put this? You need to develop a sense of trust in this man if you're going to share a future. Because if
you know,
Deb,
you're right. You're so right in everything you and Jimbo say. And, you know, the other thing is, with him, lately I've been feeling like I've been kind of swept along with everything. Like, and it's been we in his language. We're going to do this. This is our plan. We're going to do that. We'll do this. Your grandson is this. You know, it's this. Yes, all this, you know, we're family. I mean, he didn't say family, but that's how it's being treated. And then when we go on these long walks out in the wilderness, we sit and we talk for a very long time and share stories about each other. And, you know, I've just been like, that's what I've been doing and letting everything else go in the way of friendships with my posse. And I'm not the head of the posse. We're all the head of our own posse. I mean, you know, individually, we all have a lot of fun together.
Posse rhymes
so,
with another word I like.
What?
Posse is very similar to another word I like.
Oh, God.
But it be that as it may.
Does it have a U in it?
It has a U, it does.
That's a good girl
like
band.
A pirate tonight. He is.
It's like, yeah, that's right. You know, Lisa is on Jeopardy. Hey, Final Jeopardy. Yeah, does it have a U in it? She answered the question.
You know, just
so after
we tell or we teach people how to treat us. Okay, we tell them how to treat us. And I think this guy pussyfoots around you because he knows you're going to burst into flames at the idea that he's got, you know, female friends. And I'm not sure I would be comfortable with that either, to tell you the truth.
No, I mean, listen, if I had a guy coming and in my life, he gets very jealous. I lied to him about my business associate. I said he's married. He is not married. And we, you know, we flirt with each other and everything. And he's sometimes present during the conversation. And we're very relaxed. No, he would not lie. He does not. We're both on the same planet when it comes to jealousy. And I've told him I'm trying to work through my jealousy.
It doesn't work out. That's not going to work out. You both can't be super jealous of each other.
No.
That'll never work out ever on this. That's that is like taking two magnets. They both have north and north. They will never come together.
No,
there has to be some opposite.
So I was letting
jealous.
Him. No, yeah, I get it. I really do. And I'm trying to, you know, and so I was being, you know, letting everything go. But now I'm steering the ship in a different direction. I think to myself, okay, you know, I just need to go back to planet A and be as social, hypersocial as I've been, and fuck everything else. Fuck everything else. And
that's my favorite attitude. I love it.
Well,
it's like a Jimmy Buffett attitude.
I see nothing
fuck
wrong
everything.
With doing that. I think maybe you're starting to get 2020 vision about this relationship for yourself. Okay? He can promise you the world, but if there isn't going to be trust, faith, happiness, you know, security, all these things, love goes right out the window. So,
well, you know, I mean, there can be trust as far as, you know, and I've talked to him about this. You know, I've said to him, I never cheat. And then he has said, well, I don't either. And then I say, yes, you have. And then he told me about some past things that he's done, which was a while ago. But anyway, and I said, and I don't believe in cheating. And, you know, we can have a ton of friends of both sexes, but are we going to be faithful? I believe he would be faithful regarding that woman. She's not, I mean, I don't like to get into looks at all.
I gotcha. I understand.
I think he's going to be a little Clinton-esque about being faithful because he can say,
oh, he's getting into semantics.
I did not love that woman. I just had sex
with her. I get into the semantics stuff. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Well, I looked at the exact definition of the question you asked, and, you know, yeah, when they started playing that crap game, lying by omission and stuff, you know, that's bullshit.
Because
if that's the case, I don't know. A lot of times
people don't.
Excuse me.
they don't discuss. Hey, you know, I've always wanted to kind of play around, go to an orgy, just watch.
Now, here we go. There it is.
Well, we have to go there because I think he's going to split hairs. Something fierce with her.
That there's the orgy lead in. There we go.
You mean with me, Lisa?
No.
He'll split hairs with me.
Well,
he'll split hairs with you over. Some Deb says he wants to go to some kind of biscuit and sausage festival or something. I don't know what the hell. Deb, you explain it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Here's the thing. If he can be secretive about something totally innocent with this troll mother or whatever. Then how can you count on him to tell you the truth?
Well, he can't.
Instead of him going to play racquetball, which I know he's kind of not able. Well, whatever. Go play pool with a friend, and he might be going on the underground.
He could go to a skin flute concert, too.
This is the thing. I've told him, if you do something, you know, where you want to pleasure yourself with others, then let me know. Because, and he said, why? What will you do? And I said, well, I'll just approach you differently. Meaning, I would, you know, I didn't go to this next thought that I'm sharing with you, but it's obvious. I will approach you differently. Oh, how so? Well, you know, I'll do the same thing.
Would you? Tit for tat. Would you?
No, not tit for tat. You know, there are a lot of desirable.
She wouldn't tell him that. She wouldn't do that. Right.
And when I'm introduced, I'm constantly hearing about this guy or that guy, and I'm telling people, I want to meet him. He sounds so interesting. And, you know, I've got one guy breathing down my neck right now, and I want him as a friend. I'm not interested in
that. That's the bar guy. The bar guy.
What? Oh, that one. No, I keep thinking about him, but I would never get his phone number. No, there's another dude that hosts a coffee at his house. He's you know, he is a very nice man, and I like him. And he's, you know, he's just not right for me. And he's breathing down my neck. And
down your neck? Or is he breathing down other body parts?
Yeah.
I wonder if you need a palate cleanser.
Who?
Her.
What do you mean a palate cleanser?
A palate cleanser is a nice way of saying she needs to go and get laid.
Oh, she needs to go get banged by a fucking gorilla or something.
Yeah. You're right. And this is what it boils down to. If he's out and he still has his dance card out and open for whatever, then I will too. He was crushing on me these last few couple of weeks or whatever, and concentrated these past few days, and I was swept up in it, and I thought, and I just wasn't interested in taking any calls from one woman said, my God, where have you been? You know, and I'm getting that, you know, and I say, well, my leg, but it wasn't.
You shouldn't give that up. You should keep that. You need that social outlet. What do you want to do? Just in the house?
Yeah. I don't take them along, and I do play single when I'm out there. And I don't take phone numbers. I'm not interested in that, but I do play. I play hard. I play really hard.
The only thing that worries me is that I've got to be very careful because men misconstrue what is just a playful attitude. And they plan to get you alone outside, and they rape you. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we all do. When we're brought up as men, then we go to a school. We go to the school of rape. Here's what you do: we all have to rape chicks, right? That's what all men do.
Now, so now I'm trying to be cautious in making sure that I'm not singly out there by myself and watching. And because of my leg, I haven't really been out. And the band that we like to follow has taken a little tiny bit of a vacation. They'll be back, and we love those people. God, they – and they even nod at me when they're on stage. I love that.
And this is great.
So,
I think
so
it's wonderful that they're being so youthful and giddy and – you know,
it's fun. And, you know, I was losing interest in all of that because he was being so the way he was. All his energy felt like it was on me. And then I was thinking, I wasn't even feeling it for anything else. But now I'm going to change that.
Lisa, are you a Gemini?
He's a Gemini.
Okay, but what are you? Can we have some interest from the audience.
I am always the virgin.
Ooh.
Now, what
I'm
does that
Virgo.
Mean, I am always the virgin?
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. When you say I'm always the virgin, like you decided to be that, but you aren't.
I get a giggle out of it, you know. Virgo.
Okay, I'm with you. Yep.
Well, right now, she's born again.
Well, you know what?
Relationship.
To all you virgins and lesbians, thanks for nothing.
You should tell him honestly how you feel like when, what was it you were saying a bit earlier? Oh, we're going to get the house insulated and it's going to cost more rent.
The place they're living at.
Maybe you should be like, not so fast.
You know what? If I own duplexes or an apartment complex and they want the shit insulated, fuck that. I'm not going to insulate that. I'm renting shit out to make money.
You don't like it insulated
and move your ass. Somebody else will move in.
So, you know, with him next door, you know, if he's waiting for the best deal to come along and that's where his heart is, if he's being a true Gemini, like he blows with the fucking wind, then I need to know that. And that's, you know, and that's okay. But, you know, and then I'll do my thing because I won't include him because it's not a good thing. It wilts, it kills everything that I've got going, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to stomp and put out my whatever I've got going out there. I really enjoy it. People enjoy me. I enjoy them, but I'm not dragging him along anymore. No way. And I told him that.
That's hilarious.
She should keep that her own turf.
She's lying her ass off.
Why?
She's fucking wrapped up in him like a freaking cancer wrapped around a freaking organ.
We can't be together.
That's all she's
thinking
about.
We can be together
night and day.
When we're on our own time, but no, I'm going to keep my little vacation away from this place. I need it. I need to get him out of my system. But, you know, if he's out there doing his thing, I need to keep that other part of me going on. I can come, have dinner with him, watch a movie, go for walks. But I need to keep, that's what I'm telling myself. I'm telling myself, and when I call you for the card reading, that's, you know, because I don't know what he's got going on. I don't know if he's playing me or not really. He may not be thinking he's playing me. He just may be thinking, like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing wrong. You know, that's what he might be thinking.
Well.
Splitting hair, like
you
call it. You
are in the beginning of the end, okay? Just from what I see here. And that's okay. This relationship has pretty much run its course in some ways. Now he's back to love bombing you. Which if you read up on narcissism, that's what they do.
What did we say a couple of months ago when we talked about this?
Yeah.
Damage control.
That's
called
what
damage
he's
doing. Control. He sees a relationship sinking, so you try to save the ship.
And he doesn't
damage
want
control.
Another man to have you. So.
Right. It's damage control.
Yeah.
Which isn't, that's not good for anybody. That's good for any person. They're only in for damage control. Oh, my God, you're upset with me, then I'll be nice. For that little bit of time period, so you're not upset with me anymore.
Yeah, kind of really.
And then once you're not upset with me anymore, I'll go back to what I was doing.
I really feel like this is how you're going to find a new love for yourself.
Like the Jack Nicholson movie, As Good as It Gets. This might be As Good as It Gets. I don't know.
But
well, you have the cards. I don't.
But it'll be a healthy relationship for you. Where this one seems to limp. you know.
The healthy one that's coming up, you mean?
Yeah, the one that's coming up. And this man is going to cry in his soda pop if he's not a drinker. Yeah.
Or in his weed, his bong. Crying in his bong of weed.
Yes, because bong is right.
Yeah, if he, because he's going to lose you. Okay,
yeah,
and
for
he's
sure.
controlling.
Yeah,
and
we
you
can be
can't,
friends.
Yeah, you can't give up your freedom or your, you know, that kind of thing to him. You have a choice to make about insulation.
And I don't think you should worry about being friends or not being friends if you move on. You can't. You have no control over that.
All right.
That
no, I agree.
That cannot be part of your decision to make that next.
No, I totally.
Wrong,
I, See, last night I called you and I was down and out. I felt so dejected because I thought he could have told me earlier in the afternoon that he wanted to spend time by himself, and that way I wouldn't have been all pumped up. Like, and I told him, I said, I'm making dinner tonight. I'm gonna, and he didn't say anything, and I've got a funny feeling. Then we got in the car. He says, you know, tonight I'm just going to spend it by myself. I'm going to, and I believed he was doing that, and I called you guys. And but I thought, you know, the kindness, he could have told me earlier, so I would have taken some phone calls from girlfriends and weighed and evaluated, you know, what I wanted to do later on in the evening. It's not fair to me. And so.
Because he knew that. If you would have told that earlier, you would have made plans to go out. He doesn't want you going out.
Well, I'm going to tell him that tonight, gently and kindly.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but no, when we spend time together, we'll just spend time together, but I'm not giving up all my friendships. And, you know, people are telling me, oh, you missed this, you missed that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I was so swept away by the attention I was getting from him that I didn't really miss it. I thought, oh, it's okay.
Well, I think it's good that you're really evaluating where you're at in this relationship well over a year now. And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
almost 2 years.
I have some clients that have been doing this for like 7, 8, 9 years.
And he's not
so
Satan.
Fuck me. Oh,
he's
Jesus.
Not a
serial killer.
He's not Satan. He just might not be the one. That's all. That's all.
I think he was your door opener.
I mean.
The one that brought your juices back for flow and then getting
you know what? I was always resistant to hearing that from you, but now I'm really open. This morning I woke up and I thought, you know, I'm just going to cozy up here and nest and take care of myself, watch a movie, and then he started in on me, you know, and I thought, oh, geez, oh, okay, all right, yeah, I'll go along with it. And then I see him, whatever I described to you, what's going on. And I thought, you know, this confusion, this chaos, I'm sick of it, I don't want, you know, whatever.
You know, it reminds me of, for all, it happens to all of us, like when we're young in high school or early college, like, oh, I fell in love with this person and we're not going to be together. That was my person. That was my forever person. I'll never meet another person ever. And older people say, you're going to meet some other deal. Yeah. Like, no, that is the only one for me. And they were like, nah, that is just people that are 20 years old. It's like, no, that's just, that shit just happens. You're going to meet people. You're going to think they're the one. It's going to break up. And you're going to feel
but
like shit. Then
reason.
Somebody else is coming
they
along.
They have a reason for coming into your
it's
life.
It's part of, it's the path you're on. It doesn't mean that they were not meant to be. Actually, they were meant to be, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the path.
So he's getting you ready for the right man.
Or whatever.
That's fine.
Yeah. Or,
and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it now. I wasn't before, but now I'm okay because, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I'm seeing a lot more people out there, and I'm hearing a lot more about different people. I mean, we went to a huge concert the other night. My girlfriend and I had such fun, and those guys were up there, and part of them were the band that we follow. Part of them were playing, and they were nodding at me, and I just felt so good. I felt like I was all part of a fabric, you know, just like swept into this incredible energy. And I'm meeting people through other girlfriends, and I just see them, and I'm not going to limit myself.
Well, you know, look at your past. You've had some really rough roads to travel. You lost your son. You lost your significant other. You had to clean up the mess. of somebody else's life.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
You did have a lot of stuff, but you know what? You're coming out of the cocoon now. And if the neighbor doesn't step up, you're going to step on.
And you don't have to feel okay about it. You can be sad when it's over. We're all sad when relationships end. Or it was not a worthy relationship.
Be a friend.
We are all sad when we thought that was the person. We all thought we were with the person like millions of times.
Yeah.
You know, all the time it happens. It is what it is. But
well, you know, then I'll be calling you and saying I love him again, and you know. But I feel like
that'll be tomorrow. That'll be another day.
What,
yeah. Yeah, you will. You will.
That is fine. I am not going to be cynical at all.
That's my job. That's my job.
Change,
I'm Mr. Cynical.
We change our minds a lot. So, you know, that's part of the process.
Women change their minds a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did Katy Perry say? So she was talking about the guy.
Which guy?
You hot and you're cold. What'd she say?
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes.
Yeah, or shoes or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, real quick. Oh, shit. Here is your healing angel card reading. Interesting. Change is a subject. It's a big write-up for a healing angel card. This is one of the biggest write-ups, but it's relative. It says, life is a journey. It would be very unfulfilling if each step was exactly the same as the last. Because life is always changing, it is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what was, is, and will be.
I like it.
It's kind of like it's a path we're on, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of relationships that you mourn over and you feel bad about, but you go on. Was that Celine Dion said, my heart will go on, the heart does go on, right?
Yeah, her Titanic heart.
I hate the movie. The song came out before Titanic. Goddamn Titanic. Screw that. That ship sank.
Oh, dear. You know what? The alarm's going off because I burnt the broccoli. So,
burnt broccoli.
Burnt food, but
I don't know about burnt broccoli. Oh, the fire will probably be showing up pretty soon. You'll be hearing.
We have to go anyways.
We do.
So to care of your emergency.
Yes. Yes, that is almost like the ending alarm.
Lisa, we love you.
I love you guys.
Your neighbor's going to hear that. He's going to come over.
Yeah.
We shall indeed.
Bye-bye. You know, I have to say.
That is funny.
And I meant what I said earlier.
About?
I burnt the macaroni and cheese today.
Did you?
I saved all the bottom burnt stuff because I love that.
You burnt that part, but you didn't burn the whole thing.
No, you guys got enough of what was on top.
Actually, I've had a little bit of that burnt stuff that you wanted to save. It's pretty good.
And I love burnt pizza.
She wants everything burnt.
Burnt toast.
She wants all her food burnt on earth.
Burnt onion rings.
Every single thing she wants burnt, or you're in trouble if you cook it.
Well,
it's not burnt.
No, don't say that.
I mean, everything that sees an open flame or everything that is exposed to heat, she wants burnt, lots of heat.
One thing I will not.
She doesn't want her cake burnt or her, you know, ice cream burnt or anything.
Scorched tomato, like spaghetti sauce, forget it.
Yeah, they say that is a deal breaker for any sauce.
But some burnt noodles are very good. Noodles?
If it's on a casserole dish.
I want a casserole.
What I'm saying is you don't want to burn spaghetti noodles in a pot and then throw them into the spaghetti. That's not cool. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're bloody well right.
Good night, sweetheart. We will not be on the show tomorrow night.
No, we got an engagement.
Yeah.
And it's not all for me. We had a late show. We only do the best.
Sweetheart, everybody. And we will see you. Bye.